We're being pulled a couple different directions this morning. So let's just see where the Spirit of God would lead us. Open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 11. Very familiar verse of scripture. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. We're going to preach on fear this morning. And I don't know, we may get into that. But right now we got to go this direction just for a moment. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. When you're there, say amen. Amen. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. For the gifts, plural, and the calling of God are without repentance. Hallelujah. Brother Corey, would you pray? Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Brother Corey. Thank you for honoring the word. So glad that James and Linda's with us this morning. Glad to finally get to put a face to the name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you just to think about the reality that the Bible says that before the foundation of the world, that God had Jesus Christ in the perfect place for your life and my life. Because the Bible says that Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But also, from the foundation of the world, that God the Father, the Godhead, had you in mind. And so I want you to know that everything about your life, though the devil hates you, because the devil hates God. And so the way that the devil wants to hurt God is by hurting the very pupil, the apple of God's eye. That's what God said, that you were like the apple of his eye. Because he's always looking at your life. And he wants to be a part of every decision of your life and my life. And whether we recognize it, whether we realize it or understand it to the extent that we should, we need to know that when God created you, come on, you are created by God for God. Yes. That he created you with a destiny. Yes. And so there's not one thing about the destiny or the plan of God that the devil, that you, that I can change. We can't disqualify ourselves from what God's will is. Aren't you glad about that? And so this morning we need to see that those very gifts, that this plural, this word is charisma in the Greek, and it is an anointing in your life. It is an anointing that abides forever. Whether I serve God or not, the gifts that God has placed in my life, they're there. Now, I can either let them lay dormant, or I can even use them for the enemy. And I have. So, I want to come to the place where we recognize and realize what's happening in the world today. The reason why there is such a spirit of fear that is taking place with this COVID-19 or whatever it is because there is a great outpouring of the Spirit of God to stir people back to their gifts, back to their calling. See, nothing about your life is an accident. Nothing about my life is an accident. The devil has tried to derail us off of the plan and the will of God from the very beginning, when we whether we recognized it or realized it or not. But I believe the Spirit of God is wanting to encourage us this morning to know that no matter what path we have chosen, no matter how we've either willfully or in deceit have made wrong or bad choices, God's gifts, his calling, is still here in our life. Amen. And so all of this fear that is working, and maybe we can talk more about this tonight, has nothing to do with the natural. This is a spiritual thing. Because, see, God is releasing revival angels. He's releasing his plan and his will to the beginning of this great awakening that's going to bring in the harvest before the coming of the Lord. Amen? I believe it with all my heart. And so the devil, knowing all of this, he has worked up a lot of things to try to get people out of their place and out of their position. And I hope we can talk about that in the maybe tonight. We'll see. But I want you to be so encouraged this morning that God has gifts in your life that he placed there. And because we know that Malachi chapter 3 says that God changes not. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same, he said, yesterday, today, and Oh, that's your Jesus. That's my Jesus. And so the very first thing that he spoke to your life and my life, we may have got away from it. We may not have understood it completely. That's okay. Jesus hasn't changed. Amen. And so this morning, I want us just to think about some things. Mark your place right here and we'll be back. But let's look at the very first gift that the Lord has gave unto his children. Go to Romans chapter 6. You're in Romans chapter 11. Go to Romans chapter 6 and look at the very familiar verse of scripture. But look at the last verse, verse 23. And let's look at this gift. This is what where you and I need to operate in and from this gift that God never... He'll never repent. He'll never change his mind about. I can choose to lay it down, but I want to hold it in my hand, don't you? All right, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. That's the negative part. That's a reality. But let's look at the grace of God and the promise of God. But the gift of God is eternal life. I'm going to live and not die. Come on. I'm going to live and not die. We have the opportunity because of the gift of God, because of the gift of righteousness, because of God's grace, you and I, we have the understanding that God looks at us and he's continually ministering his grace to us, wanting us to come out of fear, wanting us to come out of anything that would keep us in a box, anything that would limit what he would do for us, and to walk in this gift of salvation. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The channel is Jesus. Okay, so I want you to think about if the channel, in other words, the way, the way maker we were worshiping in this morning, he is perfect. He has never failed. He's sinless. And so your way to salvation is through the very grace of God revealed through Jesus Christ that is perfect. Amen? So there's not one thing that can hit you in your life and it can hit me in my life. There's not one thing that can destroy what God has for us if we're willing just to accept it. That's it. All we have to do is say yes. Because you're serving a God, you have the opportunity to serve a God, you have the opportunity to know the will and the plan of a God, that his arms are open. His heart is open toward you this morning. And so, yes, there is a payday coming, but you and I, we can receive the grace of God and see that Jesus on the cross, he received the payday of death, of all the sin of the world, and now that's no longer attached to you and I when we call upon the name of the Lord. Amen? All right, so let's go back and let's reread this. Go back to Romans chapter 11. Now notice, he said very simply, for the gifts, this charisma, this gratuity, this anointing of God, and the calling that goes with it. See, you and I have got to understand that the things that you like in your life, the things that I like that come from the gift of salvation, but also that salvation is the springboard. The salvation is the starting point. But the other gifts, they start being manifested to reveal your calling. See, that now, in your life and my life, you think about the things that you do positively and the things that you do negatively. Those things still reveal your calling. See, the positive part is God is showing you. The negative part, the devil is showing you, showing me. Amen? And so the way that you can understand a little bit better about your calling and to be able to walk in the fullness of the gifts by the anointing is to see where you have a tendency to look at positively or negatively. And then turn everything back to Jesus. And then you what? You're going to operate. You're going to flow in that. And so we've got to see that no matter where we've come from, no matter what we're feeling, that you are called to be a faith group of people. The family of God is a family of God by faith. By faith. So there's going to be times when you won't have any feeling, you'll feel all alone. Because all through the Bible, we have examples where God's people, where they felt alone. But they didn't go by what they were feeling. They might for a time, but then they were touched and they recognized and realized that Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always. And so immediately when that phrase goes out, the devil, he'll kind of punch the sore spot. And he'll say, well, where was your God when you were dealing with this? Where was your God when this temptation come? Where was your God when this heartache come? My God said he would never leave me. I may not feel him in the way that I would like to feel him, but I want you to know that sometimes the best way to know that God is God is just to lay back in his arms by faith. Because of the doodads, they feel good, but they leave. And guess what? The doodads is external, and they actually come through the flesh to the soul, to the spirit. And my flesh determines how much I feel God or not. But my spirit lets me know that he's with me. Amen? So this morning, we've got to do some things. We've got to see that if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter how far down the road we've come in getting out of maybe what he would have for us. Guess what? He's calling us back to the middle of the road. He's calling us back to the cross. He's calling us back to that place where we don't have to be in fear. We don't have to do some... You realize in your life, in my life, some of the worst decisions that we have made, some of the things that we've done just tried to get through the day, it was because the devil was trying to get us to pacify, to cover that ache that we had in our heart. That emptiness that we had, that misunderstanding, that confusion was there. Because the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 that there is a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of error. And so I know that the Holy Spirit that draws you to Jesus, that placed this gifts and calling in our life, Jesus said he was the Holy Ghost of truth. He was the Holy Spirit of truth. So he leads us into truth. But there's an error, a spirit of error that wants to deceive you and I, that wants us to make us think that because we're not perfect, that we can't serve God. Amen. Thank God that he takes imperfect vessels and he uses them for his glory. See, in your weakness, in my weakness, the very strength of God by his grace is made perfect. It's completed. And so, we need to be in the place and the position where we recognize and realize that no matter what's happened, no matter where I'm at in life, that God still wants me to walk with him. Can you imagine that? There's people that today that I love, they don't want to walk with me. But God Almighty, the creator of all good things, he wants to walk with me, and he wants to walk step by step according to how I step. You know, I've used this before, but you've all been at town and you've seen a parent or a older sibling, and they're upset with their child or their sibling, and they're walking really fast, and the child is just trying to keep up. You know, they're just dawdling, trying to. That's not the way God is. God will come down and he'll walk according to my step. Because he knows if I will let him show me how to walk, all of a sudden I can get in step with him and I can be like Enoch. You know, Enoch walked with God and then Enoch was not. Amen. Now I know that's literal, but in your day today, in my day today, I can walk with God and the things that hinder me, the things that limit me, they can be not. I need to know that. I need to know that I can walk so close to God that those things that have built a prison around my life, those things that are keeping me from having the joy and the peace, having the victory that I know that is within reach, they're right there. And all I got to do is walk with the Lord. Amen? All right, so what do we need to do? How can we come to that place where we accept the reality that God's not going to change his mind and that God is going to inspire us and quicken us like never before. Paul told Timothy, go with me, I believe it's in 1 Timothy. He tells Timothy to, somebody may have to help me here. He tells Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift that is in you. Verse number 12, 1 Timothy 4:12. Look what he says. He says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." He said, "Till I come, give attention to reading." In other words, we need the word of God. "To exhortation, to doctrine." Now notice this, verse 14. "Neglect not the gift that is in thee." You and I, we got to see that gift of salvation, it's like, you remember when you were a child and you wanted something so bad? I can remember certain things that I wanted, and I might not have got what I wanted, but when I opened up what my mom or my dad or my grandma or grandpa, whatever they gave me, what they gave me was better than what I was looking for. You know, when we open up the gift of salvation, we don't understand sometimes at that moment what all that means. We think, well, God's not going to be mad at me. Well, no, it's more than that. You're going to be named into the family of God. But then the reality of becoming not a servant to sin, but a child of God, and having all of heaven and the will and the plan that God designated from the beginning of the world, the foundation of the world for your life, being revealed. That's part of this gift. And so we can't neglect these things. We need to what? We need to do, we need to be in the place that we recognize that I am, as he said in verse 12, a believer. So you couldn't have got saved unless you were a believer. So you say, well, I've there's a lot of things that I don't know about. Hey, that's the same way with everybody. If we could talk with each other, we could share things with each other that we don't necessarily understand completely, but we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the sacrificial lamb, amen? And so that puts us in the place then where all the other things can open up in your life that involve the other gifts, but that manifest the calling. See, the further I got away from walking with the Lord in my calling, the more introverted I got. See, God, I want to be, just in the natural, I want to be hidden in everything about my life. I would like to be the neighbor down the road that nobody knows who lives there. They don't know nothing about him. There's some creepy old man lives down there. I don't know who it is. But you know what I mean? That's in the natural. That's the way it is. But see, God, the devil has manipulated that and built that up. But God's gifts that brought salvation, and it reveals the calling that I am to what? I am to, just like you are to be a light to the world. We are a light in the darkness. We are the vessel that is carrying the Spirit of God. And so we cannot neglect what God has put in you. In other words, when you got born again, when you believed in the heart and confessed with the mouth Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, God started a work by the Holy Ghost, by Jesus Christ, the Word, germinating, literally, in your spirit. And so the Bible says that God is faithful to whatever He starts, He's going to finish. So it don't matter what the devil is showing you, what he's showing me, we've got to what? I'm a believer. I've laid down some things. I've looked at a different way. I've tried this. I've tried that. But Lord, this morning I want to bring everything back to you. I want to say, Lord Jesus, you are, I recognize you. You are the way maker. Amen. I know what you have for me, and I know it's the greatest thing. And so I don't want to neglect the gift that is in me. And that gift starts with salvation, but you got to see that your life is so much more than just being saved. Amen? Yes, amen. Your life is a life to reveal Jesus Christ to the nations, to the world. Right now, why is there so much panic in the world? You know, Jesus said men's heart failing them, nations being wavering because of anxiety and fear. Why? Because the devil has done a good job in pushing down the church. The church is the backbone of America. Amen? The church is to be the backbone of the world. And so you and I, we, in these chaotic times, we've got to stand up, and we've got to be the light that God called us to be, and we've got to what? We've got to not neglect what's in us. God needs you. I get a little confused when people, they say, well, God will just do what He wants to do. God has chose to work through people. And if he don't have people to work through, there's only certain things that angels are allowed to do. And there's only certain things that God can do in the way that he has set it up. See, God cannot go beyond his word. And so whatever he said, that's the way it's going to be. So I want you to know this morning that you are needed in the family of God, in the plan of God, in the will of God. And God wants to raise up his church in these last days when all of darkness, when all of hell is trying to prevail. You and I, we stand up and we say, no, Jesus Christ is building his church. And the gates of hell are not prevailing. Amen. We stand up and we say, I abide under the shadow of the Most High God. Amen. I'm abiding there. There shall no plague come nigh my dwelling. Amen. And I am a light unto a lost and dark world. Well, that's the gift. That's the gifts that's in your life, is to be able to speak the truth. Amen. And so this morning, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter where you've been derailed, I know we've all been derailed in different things. We've got to see that God has not changed his mind, and he wants to use you. He wants to use me for his glory. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 7, the Apostle Paul says, for I would that all men were even as myself. Now, don't get involved in all that, but I want you to drop down the last half of the verse. But every man, mark this down, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, hath his or her proper gift of God. Plural in the Greek, proper gifts of God. Now, over and over, and we don't have time this morning to look at it, and I don't feel the unction to go that direction, but I want you to know that you can confirm your gift by the Word. God, if you'll get into the Word, if I'll get into the Word, and we'll just start allowing the Spirit of Truth to speak to us, He's going to reveal to you the springing board from salvation, those gifts that's in your life. Every one of us in here, we have the ministry of helps. That's a given. That's a no doubt. But beyond that, I want you to know that different ones of you, I could start labeling and naming what I see in your life as gifts. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the Holy Spirit says to you. But I want you to know that you're a blessing to me. And if you're a blessing to me, you're a blessing to your family. And if you're a blessing to your family, you're a blessing to the community. Come on, and we've got to start saying these things. We've got to start believing these things, because your words, my words that the enemy wants to limit us with, that will do that. They will create a prison if we'll say, well, I can never get past this. I can never do that. No, the gifts and the calling of God says that through Christ you are a can-do person. Amen? Amen. And so you've got to think on the good things, because as Brother Corey was teaching this morning in Sunday school class, our mind determines the very boundaries of our life. And so the Bible, as he quoted Proverbs 4:23, you know, you've got to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues, the boundaries of your life. In other words, this morning, if there's some area that I'm limited in, some area that I don't have joy in, that I don't have victory in, I've got to come back and I've got to say, no, wait a minute. The God that gives all, he gave me a gift. And the gift of salvation, it means for me to be like the one who saved me. See, the Messiah, he was known by Jesus Christ, Christos, anointing. Remember, so the gifts, the anointing, charisma, the anointing that come in your life is to make you, to make me like Jesus. So any place in your life that you don't have that liberty and that victory, that I don't have that, I'm limited and I don't have that victory, I can come back and I say, wait a minute, Lord, I want to see the gifts just a little bit better. In other words, I want to see Jesus just a little bit better. I want to be in that place where I know that you haven't changed your mind. See, in my life, I had certain besetting sins that just held me back. I'm, you know, just being in all honesty, I was saved on my way to heaven, but these certain sins, they didn't show up daily, but they showed up at inopportune times. And the very moment that God wanted to use me to do something or to make an impact or to make a change, bam, there's that sin. And so as that become a pattern for my life, that was set a boundary in my life. That set a limit. In other words, I just like you get a revelation. You know that something's fixing to happen. God's fixing to use you. But as God, you know that, then you know that you're fixing to meet the devil. And so we've got to come to the place this morning where it doesn't matter about the past. Let's let the past be under the blood. And let's come to the place now that we're looking and we're seeing things differently. We're looking and we're seeing that God has a proper gift. And think about it. I want you to be able to be in the place and position where you say, today, God's going to use me. And if I'm not usable, somebody may not be able to see Jesus like they should. They may not be able to hear the word. Now you see, that gets me back to where I was fixing to say a moment ago. God can do all things, but He does all things through His people. And so you've got to be in your place. I've got to be in my place. And we've got to recognize and realize that if we're opening this gift and we're seeing how deep it really and truly is, it's not only going to make our life better, but it's going to change everything about those that we are used by God to touch. You're a life toucher. You're a life changer. Amen? And if somebody has told you that God is mad at you, if somebody has told you that God is disappointed in you, I want you to know that right now in this time of grace, God is not looking to judge His people. He's looking to show us Jesus, that gift like we've never saw before, where we can come up out of some limitations and some hindrances and some things that we've struggled with in the past. He's a God that wants to bless you and I beyond measure. And so we've got a gospel to preach. The gospel is good news, amen? It's not bad news. And so what you and I want to do, we want to come to the place where we let the Spirit of God take us back to something that the devil has stole from us. See, Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might. It's up to you and I whether we do or not. But we might not only have life, but we might have it more than abundant. Amen? All right, so what we want to do is, we want to say, Lord, there's some time that has been stolen from me. There's some situations. Oh, Jesus. There's some relationships. Oh, my. That has been stolen from me. And you're the God that fills in the breach. You're the God that... Oh, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, right now with the anointing that is on this place, let every person, Lord, let them hear specifically for their situation. We bind every outside voice, every hindering spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let your healing words come into every person, starting right here with myself. Lord, let us hear the truth and let us know what you have for us. And let us know that you have not changed your mind in any situation or circumstance. Lord, touch and draw right now. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We thank you that you're an unchanging God, that you're an eternal God, that you love us with an everlasting love, and that your will be done in our lives. Let it be, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This morning, as the Spirit of God is moving in your heart, in my heart, would you come and make yourself an altar? Would you come and say, Lord, here I am. I recognize and realize your pull on my life. And I recognize and realize that you have something better for me because your gifts are there. You're not a God that changes. Your calling is there. And I recognize that's the place of abiding under the shadow of the Most High God in your perfect will. Would you come this morning? Would you come and say, Lord, I just want to allow you to be all that you have chosen to be to me, but then I want you to empower me to be all that you have chosen me to be to you. Would you come this morning and just let the Spirit of God just speak to you and minister to your life? He loves you so much. He wants to encourage you and strengthen you in every way. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Glory. Don't Don't think about anything else. Just think about Him and His plan, His will for your life. I'm so grateful that He is building a family and that you and I, that we're going to get to be a part of each other's lives in Him, through Him, throughout all of eternity. Amen.
Down upon the ground, press my face against the earth, till my heart arises over my head. As the wheat bows down low, when the autumn winds blow, I kneel before the one I love. Find me grateful, find me thankful, find me on my knees. Find me dreaming, find me singing, find me lost in your grace. The dust that you first held in the garden where you knelt, and pull me up against your face again, to the depths of, fill the depths of your soul, till all I know is I've been found by love. Find me grateful, find me thankful, find me on my knees. Find me dreaming, find me singing, find me lost in your grace. Find me grateful, find me thankful, find me on my knees. Find me dreaming, find me singing, find me lost in your grace. Found by love.